Beis Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Chiyus, and Laws of Rentals and Sefer Mishpat and Book of Judgments. We will continue the theme of the previous parakim regarding rentals of homes and of animals, where in this parak we discuss specifically regarding the verification and the claims that each party has regarding this rental. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, defining that rental is essentially like the laws of sales. K'shem Shemasna Odom, just like a person could stipulate kol t'nai shiur, to whatever conditions he wants to stipulate, the Mekech Memke, regarding buying and selling, so too he could stipulate regarding rentals. Because really, rental is like mechir l'zman kasafi. It's a sale for a set amount of time. Now, b'choshem imkori b'nechasav, and anyone that he makes a sale regarding his estate is a memkir, it's a sale. Seicher, when it comes to a rental, schiros is going to be the same thing, his rental is going to be a rental. But b'choshem ain lo limkor, however, cannot, what he can't sell, for example, let's say it's not existent in the world yet, or it's not in his domain, or it doesn't have a substance, kach ain lo lisker, so too he cannot rent it. Elim Kane, the only exception is if Yeshle Pedis Bilvad Boisakarka, if he only has the rights to the produce in that property. For example, let's say someone writes his whole estate to his son from today and from when he dies. Where that means the actual principal, the property itself, his son merits from this date right away. But the father gets to have the utility all the days when the father's still alive. In that case, Hariza Seicher, he could rent that, but Vaina Meicher, he cannot sell that. The reason why is because maybe the buyer is going to be a strong person and the son will not have an ability to get rid of him after the father passed away to remove it from him, which came to him through a sale. But for rental, he could. That's the one exception, that rental is different than a sale. Halacha Beis. Now, regarding the claims regarding the date, the extent of this rental. Hamaske Beis L'Chaveiru L'Shana. So if someone rents a house to his friend for a year, V'Nesabra Hashana, and the year gets extended, it's a leap year. So Nesab L'Seicher, that extension is for the renter. He got it for a year, and now the year is extended. Hiskel L'Chadashim, on the other hand, if let's say he rents it out per month, he pays the dinner, and now the year gets bigger, well, Nesab L'Maskir. The extension is for the owner, because it's per month. Now he has to pay for another month. Now, Hiskel L'Chadashim B'Shana, let's say he mentions month and a year. So it doesn't make a difference in the order. Main Shamalei, whether he tells him first dinner L'Chadish, a dinner per month, or Shnei Masa Din B'Shana, or 12 Dinarim for the year, or the other way around. Ben Shamalei, whether he first tells him, Shnei Masa Din L'Shana, 12 Dinarim for the year, Din B'Chal Chadish, a dinner for every month, which really, depending on which one it is going to depend if he has to pay him 12 or 13, do you pay per month or per the year? Harei HaChadish Yibashal Maske, either way, since he says both terminologies, the extended month is to the benefit of the owner, and he's going to have to pay 13, not 12. Why? Because Shakarka, because the property, even though it's rented by someone else, is Becheskes Ba'olam, is in the presumed status of the owners. And the Imatzin Davim Yad Balakarka, you don't take away something from the possession of the owner of the property, El Beroya Beruda, unless you have a verified proof. And here it's not clear, because he said both terminologies, per month and per year. Well, they didn't realize that year is going to be an extended month, and therefore, the one that gets the rights is the owner of the property. And Bechin Balabai Shama Sotip, let's say, the homeowner says, L'zman ze hiskarti lach, a different type of disagreement. He says, it's for this amount of time that I rented it to you, a set time, and the time is already up for you to leave. V'aseichem, the renter says, no, l'zacharti el'stam. He says, I only rented it without specifying. We never mentioned an expiration date. And therefore, you can't kick me out without giving me a heads up beforehand. Oy l'zman aruch, or he actually says, no, you rented to me for a long period of time, and it's not yet time for me to leave. The renter has to bring proof. If he cannot bring proof, the homeowner, he swears the rabbinic oath, that it's like he's saying, he can kick him out again because the landowner is the one that has the chazakah. Now regarding claims of the payment of the rental. If the renter says, I already paid the rent for what I was obligated. The owner says, no, I didn't take yet the rent money. So Ben Shai Sebeshtar, whether this was recorded in a document, Ben Shai Sebeidim, whether it was with witnesses, it doesn't make a difference. It depends as follows. Im tevoi b'teich shleishim yoyim. If the owner is claiming the money within 30 days. Now, the time to pay the rent, when a person just rents unspecific, and they don't make a set time when to pay, is you have 30 days. Now, the renter is claiming that within that time frame, when they didn't have to pay yet, is when he already paid up. So it's on the renter to bring proof, or pay the rent, which he claims already paid. The yachr may make an excommunication al misha lokach memeno on someone, meaning the owner, who took the monies from him inappropriately. That's one option, or essentially a second option. Or actually what he could do is that after he pays, which he claims is the second time, then he could claim on him, Badam Shnasan Tchila, regarding the monies that he initially says he gave him first, a Taina Bifnei Atzma, its own independent claim, which is, I paid you two times. The Ashbiyehu Hesus, and then he can make it take a rabbinic oath that he only paid him one time, like someone who's making a total denial. Now, however, if let's say the owner is claiming it from him after the 30 days, and even on day 30 itself, then actually the owner has to bring proof that he didn't get paid, because we presume someone pays on time, just not before you have to. Or the renter swears that he already paid up the rent, and he's off the hook. So to, let's say he rents from him, upedish, and they a similar type of thing, not for 30 days, but it makes a longer period of time. And he makes up that he's going to pay him the wages annually, year by year. A similar type of differentiation. If he claims it within the year, it's on the renter to bring proof that he already paid it, because we don't expect him to pay before he has to. If he claims it from him after the year is over, and even the last day of the year, on the 29th of El, Ala Maske Lavi Raya, then is on the owner to bring proof that he didn't get paid by that point, because that's already, it's like the last day of the 30 days, which we said, we're presuming that the rent's already paid. Lachadalt. Hamaske Bais Lachaveda B'shtor L'Eseshom. So if someone leases out his house to his friend, with a document that it's for 10 years. But there's no date when it started. When was it 10 years? Now, Hasoicher, the renter, saying, Adayin lo over mizman ashtar l'shana, says, we didn't get past a year yet from the date of the document, which doesn't say when that date was. Famaskerim, the owner, says, what do you mean? Kva over v'shom mushnei aschivis, already went and finished all the years of the rental. V'shachan to eshashan, you've been already over 10 years. It's on the renter to bring proof. If it doesn't bring proof, Yeshava Hamasker has this. The owner makes a rabbinic oath, and it could kick him out again for the same reason, like we said in Halacha Beis, because the carcass, Becheskin, Ba'alei HaMedes, we always presume in the status of the owner of the property. Halacha Hey. Hasicha Pardes, if someone rents an orchard, or he had as collateral in his possession for a period of 10 years, which he gets to use it also. The Yavash Pardes B'teches Man. And the orchard dries up within that period of time. So the halach is yimachu etzah. They could sell the wood of the trees, the yilokach ben karka, and then use it to purchase property. The yoychel peyreisim, this renter or this one that has the collateral who is able to utilize it, could eat the produce of that property until the end of the rental period or the time that he was supposed to have this as collateral. Now, in contrast, that's the monies that they get from selling the wood. But the goofy on this, but the actual trees themselves, shayav shay nixisu, that was dried up or got chopped down, shneim asturim ben, both of them, the owner and the renter, are forbidden to utilize it, b'shmeribis hamava v'haleve, because of the forbidden interest of the lender and of the borrower. In other words, because if the lender takes the actual tree itself for the payment of the debt, comes out that the produce that he ate up until now is the ribis of that. So if the borrower takes them and he has to give back then the monies of the loan, that's ribis the other way. So because of that, no one could use the actual trees themselves. Rather, again, you take the wood, you sell it, and you have karka, and essentially you link back to what you started with this new piece of property. Halachavav, shtar haschiris or shtar hamashkin. If there's a document of a rental or a document of collateral, shakasa b'shan mistam, that it just says years, unspecific, meaning it's not explicit in the document for how many years it was rented or as collateral, it just says years. So Bala Peiris, so the owner of the produce, meaning the renter or the lender, the one that has the collateral, the one that's using it, Omer, he says, Shalish, this was made up for 3 years. Uvala Karko Omer, the owner of the property, he says, Shnaim, no, it's only for 2 years. V'kodim zehaseicher oy hamalva, depending on the case, this renter or this lender, he goes, before he gets taken to court, he goes v'achal ha'peiros, and he eats the produce of the third year, which was being contested. So the produce is actually in the possession of the one who ate them, meaning he gets to keep it. Until the owner of the property brings a proof to the contrary of that, because he already ate it. Now, if the renter aided or the one that the field is in his domain and for the halacha of collateral, shalashanim, for a period of 3 years. But kovash hashtar, and he hides, he conceals, he loses the document. And he says, L'cha mishonim yeshli peiris. He says, actually, I have the rights for the peiris for a period of 5 years. Balakarkam, the owner of the property, says, no, shalish. And again, he had already eaten it for 3 years. And they're disagreeing, was it 3 years or is it 5 years? So Amulai, they tell to the renter or the lender, Havishtarcha, so bring the document. Vamani says, Avad, it's lost. So Asaycha Neman, the renter is believed to say it was for 5 years, not for 3 years. Why? I thought we always believed the owner of the property. Because Sheila Ratza, had he wanted to, he could have said a bigger claim that would have been a winning argument. He could have said, Lekuchi biyadi. It was bought by me, Shadechal Shalom. He already ate from the produce of 3 years, and when the person eats from the produce of 3 years, and he bought it, we don't require him to bring a shtar, because we don't expect him to hold on to it longer than that. And he could have said, I have a chazakah of eating it 3 years, and he could have said, I bought it. Then it would be his forever. And the fact that he's saying, no, I'm only renting it for 5 years, you believe him, because he could have said, migui, some bigger claim, and therefore he's believed to say it's 5 years. Halacha Zayin. What happens if someone deposits something without the agreement of the owners? So, if someone brings in his produce into his friend's house without his awareness, or he misleads him until he brings in his produce with his agreement, but he leaves it and he goes away. So, the homeowner, what's he going to do with this? He could sell from those produce, which was deposited him unwillingly. Could they lead in scharha poilim to give the wages of the workers from itzinoisim that are there that to take it out? Umashlich moisim mashuker that you throw into the street. He could use from the produce itself to pay those workers. Now midz chasidisi, it's an attribute of piety, shiadia lebezin, that however he should notify the courts after he threw it out into the marketplace. The eskiro mimiktzas demehem mokum, and that the court should rent from also some of those monies an area that it should not get ruined in the marketplace, to put it somewhere else, so that it can be returned, this lost object, to the owners, although he obviously did not do appropriately, and therefore allowed to take his produce to sell it, to pay workers to get rid of it, but still, why should it be a total loss, and the courts will go ahead and take from those funds and put it somewhere else. Halacha Ches, regarding that we force, regarding the characteristics of the people of Sidon. If someone rents a mill from his friend, that what's the wages? What does he have to pay him for renting his mill? That he's going to give him 20 saw of grain every single month. That'll be the payment for the rental. Now, what happens is the owner of the mill ends up becoming wealthy, and he bought his own mill and a donkey, and he's grinding whatever he needs. Now he doesn't need the renter anymore to grind for him, and now the owner is saying, look, pay me money instead of grinding wheat for me. So, im yesh la seicher chitim. So, if the rent himself has wheat, shetzorach litchen atzmei, that he has to grind for himself, oy lachem, or for others. In other words, he's not going to be sitting idle now, even though he's not going to be grinding for the owner anymore, because he has many people waiting in line. So, koyven oisei, then we'd actually force him litin demei tchinis esem saw to give the monetary value of the grinding of 20 saw to the owner. Shazum min destaimi, because that's the attribute of the people of Stein, because the renter's not going to have any loss if he pays him the money, because at that time, when he would have been grinding for the owner, he could grind for others for that amount of money. So give the guy money, and you're not going to be losing anything. Now, the main limit, let's say he doesn't have any other work to be doing. So I'm going to give you 20, I'm going to give you that money, but I would do the work. I don't have other people to work for. So he could tell the owner, I don't have money. I'll grind for you like the way we had made up in the rental. But if it at the tarach, like the situation is right now that you don't need my grinding, mechir lachayim, so sell to others. In other words, I shouldn't lose out and sit idle. Rather, I'll grind what you have by me, the way we made up, and the way you're doing by your mill, what you're doing for yourself, that you don't need me anymore, you sell that to others, but I'll still continue grinding for you. If there's anything that's similar to this, has the same halach.